Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Indra says in response, so he has given a big lecture. Upamanyu Maharshi has given a big lecture to Indra. I don't want any boons from you. And then Indra responds to this.
Shakra uvacha kah punarbhavane hetur ishe karana karane yena sharva dhriten yasmat prasadam navikangshasi.
Oh, Upamanyu, why are you actually, what reason you assign this nature of supreme being, the nature of the supreme and the cause of all causes, why do you even assign that to Maheshwara? What is he actually qualified? How is he qualified to even have that nature? That of supreme reality and the cause of all causes. How do you say that? And then our Upamanyu Maharshi responds with a big lecture.
Upamanyu ruvacha sat asad vyaktam avyaktam yamakur brahmavadinaha nityam ekam aneka cha varam tasmat vanimahe.
He says, sat asad, everything appears manifest or unmanifest. It comes only from Lord Shiva and nothing else. And he is the existent and non-existent, everything, whom the utterers of Brahma, like Brahmavadinaha, these are the statement of the people who are interested in knowing the supreme reality. Brahman means atato Brahma Jignyasa. Brahman means the supreme truth. So who wants to know, people who want to know the supreme reality, these are the statements of theirs. They say that everything appears from him. Nityam, he is eternal. Everything from the blade of the grass till Vishnu is anitya, whereas Mahadeva is nitya. Eka, he says ekam. He is one without a second. Eko rudro nad vithiyaya aneka. He also has many divine forms. Chavaram, and one and many. Anadi madhya paryantam jnanaishwarya jnanaishwaryam achintitam atmanam paramam yasmat varatasmat vrinimahe. I solicit boons only from that personality who is described as the beginning, middle and end of all the living entities. Jnanam aishwaryam, who is knowledge personified, who is actually the Lord of prosperity. We see Brahma, Vishnu and Indra attain prosperity by the grace of Lord Shiva.
Dadati sarvajantuna machiradeva sattamata raudram lingam mahavishnur bhaktyashuddham shilamayam charuchitram samabhyarchaya labdhavan paramam padam yachalakshmi samakhyata mahavishnushcha vallabha yasya lingam samabhyarchaya sampujyaha sarva chetanaihi.
Only by engaging in bhakti to worshipping the Shiva Linga and worshipping Parashakti and Paramashiva, Vishnu acquired the post of being Vishnu or Vaikuntapati. And then he acquired Lakshmi as his wife only by the grace of Lord Shiva. Brahma acquired Saraswati by the grace of Lord Shiva. Indra acquired Indrani by the grace of Parashakti and Paramashiva. Atmanam paramam yasmad varatasmad pranimake. I will solicit boons only from that personality, O Indra. Aishwaryam sakala, because he recites the glories of Lord Shiva. Because Indra is arrogant, right? Indra is trying to say, okay, who is that supreme? How can you assign the supreme reality, that supreme, the nature of being the supreme? How can you assign that to Mahadeva? For that he replies, Upamanyu Maharshi, very small boy, he replies, he knows a lot. Aishwaryam sakala yasmat anutpaditam avyayam abija sambhutam varam tasmad vanimake. See how he says abija. Bijam means the seed, the soul of the entire universe, and the one who begets the entire universe. Abijam means the one who doesn't, one who has not begotten that Mahadeva. That Mahadeva has not been begotten by anybody. He is Swayambhu. He is the cause of all causes. He doesn't have a cause. And bija sambhutam, he is the cause of all the souls, starting from the blade of a grass till Vishnu. And to that Mahadeva, I solicit boons. Tasmat, varam tasmat vanimahe. I solicit boons only from that supreme Lord Shiva.
Tamasak paramam jyotis tapastat vrittinam param yamyatva nanushochanti varam tasmat vanimahe.
that personality who is beyond the mode of darkness, tamasak param, aditya varnam tamasak parastat, tamevam vidvan amrita ihabhavati nanyah panta ayanaya vidyate. Vedahametam purusham mahantam aditya varnam tamasak parastat. Purusha suktam shvetashvatra upanishad says that. Vedahametam purusham mahantam, he is that ultimate purusha, purusho vai rudraha, that supreme reality who is beyond the three modes of material nature and who is aditya varnam, who is golden and also who is white complexion, golden, who has a golden effulgence coming out of his body. And by meditating on that person, you go beyond the three modes. You go beyond tamas. That personality who even the sages comprehend, who are trying to comprehend, I varam tasmad vanivake, I solicit boons only from that personality. Bhuta bhavana bhavajnam sarva bhutabhi bhavanam sarvagam sarvatam devam pujayami purandara. Hetuvadair vinirmuktam sankhya yogartadam param yam upasamti tatvajna taram tasmat vrinimahe. O Purandara, Purandara is the name of Indra. And the one who is conversant with the creation of all elements and whom every creature has been created and who is the original cause of existence and the creation of all the creations. Brahma is the secondary creator and Vishnu is the secondary protector. Who is the primary protector and primary creator? Always Mahadeva. He is the creator of all the creators and protector of all the protectors. Who is omnipresent? Who is omnipresent? And to that Mahadeva, I solicit boons from. And what is the use of yoga and Sankhya? Sankhya talks about 25 tattvas. Whereas, Shatrimshat tattva rupaya tattvatitaya shambhave paratattva svarupaya tattva vedhyaya te namaha. 36 tattvas. Shaivism talks about 36 tattvas. So what is the use of Sankhya, yoga, philosophy? Going to that, Mahadeva cannot be comprehended by argument or Sankhya or yoga kinds of philosophy. When bhakti, shraddha, bhakti, dhyana, when the Upanishad says shraddha, shraddha means faith, unflinching faith. Bhakti, devotion, unflinching devotion. Dhyana, by meditating on the form of Lord Shiva. Only by these ways. And then, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shambhoho, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. The nine folds of devotion. By hearing about Lord Shiva, Shravanam, Kirtanam, by chanting the names of Lord Shiva, Shambhoho, Smaranam, by meditating on Parashakti and Paramashiva, Padasevanam, by worshipping the feet of Lord Shiva, Archanam, by doing Archana, Vandanam, by offering obeisances, Dasyam, by considering oneself to be the Das of Mahadeva, servant, and Sakyam Atmanivedanam, considering oneself to be the friend and also Atmanivedanam. Nine folds of worship, nine folds of bhakti as given by Renuka Bhagavad Pada in Siddhanta Shikamani, 9th verse, 9th chapter, 2nd verse. And also it is described in the Vidyeshwara Samhita of Shiva Mahapurana. Shiva Mahapurana. Veda Sammatam, Shruti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shambhoho, Mananam, Veda Sammatam. These three things, Shravanam and Kirtanam and Mananam, are equal to, and Shravanam, Kirtanam, not doing the Shravanam of some other personality, some other random personality who is bound to destruction. Doing the Shravanam of Shiva, whatever things related to Shiva, you are hearing that Shravanam and Kirtanam, doing the Kirtanam of Mahadeva, Shambhoho, Mananam Veda Sammatam, meditating on Mahadeva, this is equal to the in conformity with the Vedas, is what it says. And then I solicit boons from him. And then he says, Upamanyu Maharshi goes on to say, Magavan, Magavatmanam Yamvadanti Sureshwaram. Oh Magavat, Magavat is actually Indra, another name for Indra. Magavat, oh Magavat, Magavatmanam. I want to surrender to the personality who is the Antaratma of Magavat. He says to Indra, see how brave he is. Magavatmanam, Magavatmanam. Who is the Antaryami of you? Who is the Antaryami of Indra? I want to surrender to that. I want to solicit boons only from him. Agnirapo nilak prithivi kam buddhischa manomahan srashta chaisham pavedhyonyo bruhikak parameshwarat manomatir ahankaras tanmatrani tanmatranindriyani cha bruhi chaisham bhaved chakra kronyosti paramam shivat. Who is greater than Mahadeva? From whom everything, fire, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, manas, mahat and ahankara, everything has come from him only. Consciousness, ego, mind, the understanding, the power to understand, everything comes from him. Who is greater than that? Paramam Shiva. Who is greater than that? Paramashiva, O Indra.
Bhagavat Yuttam Aishwaryam Brahma Vishnu Purogamam Vidyate Vai Mahadeva Bruhika Parameshwara.
That personality who created Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra.
Dakshinabhage, from his right hand he created Brahma, from his left hand he created Vishnu, from his heart he created Rudra.
That personality, Mahadeva, who is greater than him?
So here also the Veda between Rudra and Parameshwara comes. The creation of Rudra is explained by Upamanyu Maharshi in Mahabharata.
Dikkala Surya Tejamsi Grahava Bagrahava Yuvyinda Grahavai Vindu Tarakaha Viditvete Mahadevat Pruhika Parameshwarat.
And then Atotpati Vinashova Yajnasya Tripurasyava Daitya Dhanava Mukyanam Adipatyari Mardhanaha Kimchatra Bahubih Saktair Hetuvadai Purandara.
O Purandara, everything, the planets, the sun and the wind, water, time, horizon, everything functions with the grace of Lord Shiva, the Kala. Kala Kala, Mahakala. He is the Kala of Kala. Mahadeva is the Kala, he is the end of time. He can even punish Yama, who is the Kaladeva. We have seen that in the episode of Markandeya Maharshi. He kicks Yama with his left foot. Back off from my devotee. Oh, you foolish Yama. And then, who is higher than that Supreme Lord? Who? Without whom these things will not function. And then he who killed the Tripurasuras. So in the Tripurasura Vadam also we see everybody comes. Everybody acts as an instrument in the hands of Mahadeva. Brahma and Vishnu. So Brahma becomes the charioteer. Indra provides the chariot. And then Vasuki, that is, sometimes it is described as Vasuki, sometimes it is Adisesha, becomes the string of the bow. And then the Meru Parvata becomes the bow. And then the Kalagni Rudra becomes the tip of the arrow. Vishnu becomes the arrow. Kalagni Rudra becomes the tip of the arrow. Vayu becomes the feathers in the arrow shaft. And everybody are instruments in the hands of... In reality, Mahadeva doesn't need these people. But he just wants to give credits to the other devas. He can just with a twink of his eye, he can smash off the Tripurasuras. It is described in Siddhanta Shikamani also. With a twink of his eye, he can do anything. So that's where Mahadeva, he kills the Tripurasuras. So that personality who destroyed the Tripurasura, who can be? Is there anyone greater than him? He's asking Upamanyu Maharshi. O Purandara of Sagasra Nayanam Drishtva Twameva Surasattama Pujita Siddha Gandharvair Devaischa Rishibhistata. Here he says, oh Purandara, you're worshipped by Gandharvas, Rishis and also Siddhas. But this is also by the grace of Mahadeva, please understand. Deva Deva Prasadena Tatsarvam Kushikottama. Oh, Indra, this is by the grace of Lord Shiva. That's why you are worshipped by Siddhas and Gandharvas. Brahma and Vishnu are worshipped only by the Deva Deva Prasadena, by the Prasadam of Mahadeva. That's where Mahadeva says, Matvakyad Akilam Shuddhaye. Matvakyad Devatadayaha. Just by my words. Devatas appear. Brahma, Vishnu and Indra originate by my words. He says that to the Devatas in Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 114th chapter.
Digvasa kirityate konyo loke kaschordva etasaha kasyacharde stita kanta ananga kena nirjitaha.
Here he describes very beautifully about the form of Lord Shiva. So who else is praised in this world apart from the personality who has the horizon, who has the four diks, that is the north, east and south and west, the directions for his garments. Because Mahadeva is called as Digambara. Ambara means garments, that is the clothes. And then dik means the four directions. North, east and south and west are described as garments. So who else is that? Who else is worthy of praise apart from the personality who has the four directions for his garments, O Indra? And he is called as Urdhvaretase. He is the supreme, Urdhvaretam. Urdhvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamyaham. And then, who else is there that is worthy of being worshipped, who has his wife on his left?
Parashakti is described as to the left of Paramashiva. She is sharing the left half of Paramashiva. And it is only Paramashiva like that. That's where a Rishi glorifies Lord Shiva. I will not worship the personality who doesn't have his wife on his left. So I will worship only the personality who has his wife on his left, and that is Mahadeva. I will not worship the personality who doesn't have Basma on his body. I will not worship the personality who doesn't have the Chandra on his forehead, who is not Jatadhari, who is not three-eyed. So which means I will worship only that personality who is three-eyed, who has Chandra on his head, and who is Jatadhara, who has his wife on his left. And that is our dear Lord Shiva only and not anyone else. So who else is there? And then Ananga Kena Nirjitaha. Who can subjugate Kama? Mahadeva is Kameshwara and Parashakti is Kameshwari, the Lord of Kama. He burnt Kama into ashes. Everybody from the blade of a grass till Vishnu are bound by Kama. Priyangadam Samalingya Chuchumbara Tilolupa Moksha Dapyadi Saukyam Tu Vrinda Mohana Sambhavam. By looking at the beauty of Vrinda, Vishnu fell for her and he forgot Lakshmi and he united with her. So who is not bound by Kama apart from Lord Shiva? He was the only personality who was able to subjugate Kama. Bruhindra paramam sthanam kasya devaihi prashasyate. And O Indra, what other beings possess that high region of supreme felicity? Here Parakailasha is described. That supreme most region is Parakailasha, Mahakailasha, which is beyond Vaikuntha, Goloka, Kandaloka, Deviloka, Indraloka, Brahmaloka. Is beyond everything. Where Paramashiva and Parashakti are being served by crores and crores of Ganas and crores of Mukta Jivas. Who is that? That personality is staying in that high region. And he is applauded by the deities who are in the lower region. The Vaikuntapati Vishnu and Satyalokapati Brahma, they applaud him, they glorify him. And then it says, Stulam Sukshma Manopamya Magrahyam Guna Gocharam Gunahina Gunadhyaksha Param Maheshwaram Padam. He is completely Shuddha Sattva. He is described as Shuddha Sattva. Yes, Shuddha Sattva De Brahma Loketo Para Antakale Paramrita Parimuchyanti Sarve. He is beyond the three modes of material nature, Sattva, Rajas and Tamasam. And then he is Vishvesham Karuna, Karuna Gurum. Vishvesham, he is the Lord of the universe. Isham means the Lord, Vishwa means the universe. Vishwanatha Vishveshwara, Annapurna Kashi Visalakshi Sameta Kashi Vishveshwara Yanamaha. Loka Lokan the Karanam. He is the Karanam of all the worlds. If you see, Vaikuntha was given as a gift by Parashakti and Paramashiva to Vishnu. Goloka was also given as a gift. Brahmaloka was given as a gift to Brahma. Indraloka was given as a gift to Indra. See, he is the Karanam of all the Lokas, all the Bhuta, Bhuta, Bhavishyatcha, Janakam, Sarvakaranam. He is the Janakam, he is giving birth to all the living entities. Akshara, Aksharam Avyakta, Akshara, Akshara, Aksharam Pradhanam, Amrita Aksharam Haraha, Aksharam Pradhanam, the universe is bound to destruction. Amrita Aksharam Haraha, that Mahadeva is represented as the immortal personality. And then dharma adharma, everything appears from him only. And then he makes a point. Pratyakshamihya Devendra Pashya Lingam Bhagankitam. Bhagankitam. He says that if you see the linga, the bottom part is described as Parashakti. And then the linga part is Paramashiva. Mahadeva alone is described as worshipped in that with a form and without, like that linga represents is Anantatva, that all pervasive nature of Mahadeva, that linga. So Mahadeva is only worshipped like that. So he is worshipped in the Sakala form and the Nishkala form. He is only worshipped like that. Oh Indra, who else is worshipped? You will be saying that Matra Purvam Mamakyatam Karanam Lokalakshanam Nastike Cheshat Param Shakram Tam Prapagya Yadichyasi. My mother told me that he is the cause. My mother. Oh Indra, my mother told me that he is the cause of all causes, the one cause of everything. There is nothing that is higher than that Maheshwara. Paraat Parataro Brahma Tat Paraat Parato Harihi Tat Paraat Parato Ishas Tanme Manashiva Sankalpamastu. Greater than the greatest is Brahma. But even greater than him is Hari. பட் ஈவன் கிரேட்டர் தன் தட் ஹரி இஸ் பரமேஸ்வரா சாம்பசிவா தன் மே மனஹா லெட் மை மைண்ட் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் தட் சிவ சங்கல்பமஸ்து ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் தட் பரமேஸ்வரா பராத்பராத் பரதரம் கைவல்ய உபனிஷத் சேஸ் அஸ்வலாயன மகர்ஷி சேஸ் பராத்பரம் புருஷம் உபைதி வித்வான் ஹவு கேன் ஒன் அட்டைன் தட் பராத்பர புருஷா தட்ஸ் ஹவு த க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் போஸ்டட் அண்ட் தென் த ஆன்சர் கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மதேவா உமா சஹாயம் பரமேஸ்வரம் பிரபம் எவ்ரிவேர் ஹீஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் இஸ் பராத்பரம் அண்ட் த்ரைலோக்கியம் சவிகாரண நிர்குண கணம் பிரம்மாதி ரேதோத்பவம் எம் பிரம்மேந்திர ஹுதா ஹுதாஷ விஷ்ணு சஹிதா தேவாஸ்ட தைத்யை தைத்யேஸ்வரா இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த தேவாஸ் அண்ட் தானவாஸ் இன்க்ளூடிங் பிரம்மா இந்திரா ஹுதாஷன அண்ட் விஷ்ணு ஆல்சோ அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஹீ இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் த அசுராஸ் டூ ஸோ தெர் இஸ் நத்திங் தட் இஸ் ஈஷாத்பரம் Shamsanti Ishat Param. There is nothing that is higher than that Mahadeva. So I solicit boons only from him. And then here he makes that important point. So Hetur Hetu Birva is a very important point that he makes. He says, Hetu Birva Kimanyaistair Isha Karana Karanam Nashushruma Yadanyasya Lingam Abhyarchitam Suraihi Kasyanyasya Surai Sarvair Linga முக்வா மகேஸ்வரம் அர்ச்சயே அர்ச்சியதேர்ச்சித பூர்வம் வாப்ரூஹி யத்யஸ்தி தே ஸ்ருதிஹி அன்யஸ்ய ப்ரஹ்மாச்ச விஷ்ணுச்ச த்வம்சாபி சஹதேவதைஹி அர்ச்சயத்வம் சதா லிங்கம் தஸ்மாத் ஸ்ரேஷ்ட தமோஹி சஹ who else is actually worshipped in that linga form apart from Mahadeva? The bottom part is Parashakti, the Linga is Maheshwara, which represents that Anantatva of Maheshwara. So that signifies the supreme, that Vibhu, that all-pervasiveness of the formed Maheshwara. He alone is worshipped in that way and also with a form. That's what even Suta Maharshi says in the Shiva Mahapurana Katha, we saw that. He alone is worshipped in that Linga form and with a divine spiritual form. So that Linga represents this Anantatva. So, he alone is worshipped like that. So, tell me who is worshipped like that. He challenges. Even Brahma is worshipped. Is Brahma worshipped like that? Or Vishnu worshipped like that? Are you worshipped like that? No, not at all. And then he says, Yasya Brahma cha Vishnuscha Tvam chaapi saha devatehi. Everybody including you. Yasya Brahma cha Brahma Vishnuscha Vishnu Tvam. You also, O Indra. Chaapi saha devatehi. All the devas. Archayadvam sadalingam. They worship the linga. They worship Mahamaheshwara, they worship the formed Maheshwara and also the Linga, Tasmat Shreshto, and they have acquired all the boons only from Maheshwara. Na Padmanka, and here is the most important point. He says, Na Padmanka, Na Chakranka, Na Vajranka, Yanak Prajaha, Linganka, Cha Bhaganka, Cha Tasman Maheshwari Praja. He says very beautifully, Brahma has the sign of the lotus. Vishnu has the sign for his discus. Vishnu has discus for his sign and Brahma has the lotus as his sign. Padma, Indra has the sign of the thunderbolt. But the creatures of the entire universe that you see, they bear the sign of Maheshwara and Parashakti. All the men originate from Paramashiva, who is the male principle. And then Parashakti, all the women are the amshas of Parashakti. Who is the female principle, O Indra, please understand that. So in this way he establishes that, if you see the creatures appear only from Parashakti and Paramashiva, because they bear the sign of Parashakti and Paramashiva. All the women represent the amshas of Paramashiva, all the females represent the amshas of Parashakti. So this itself proves, hence proved, O Indra, everyone appears, the cause of all causes is Maheshwara and none else. None have the sign of Padma or Vajra or Chakra. They bear the signs of Mahadeva and Parashakti. And Lingena, Lingena api harasya sarva purushaha pratyaksha chiknikritaha sarva bhagankaha sriyo karana rupa bhava janitaha. Every woman is an amsha of Parashakti and every man is the amsha of Paramashiva. This itself proves that every creature appears from that ultimate male principle and ultimate female principle, Parashakti and Paramashiva. Pullingam sarvam ishanam strilingam biddhi chapyumam. Pullingam strilingam. Like people who have read Sanskrit would know this. Pullingam means the male and strilingam the female. Dvabhyam Tanubhyam Vyaktam Hi Characharam Idam Jagat.
Everything in all the three worlds, from the blade of a grass till Vishnu, mobile and immobile creatures appear only from Maheshwara. And they bear the mark of Mahadeva and Parashakti. That's why we see that male-female thing. Everywhere, wherever you go, within animals or reptiles or birds or, you know, everything we see within human beings, everywhere. And also it is from that Samba Shiva. Which fool would not admit this? He says that. Which fool would not admit this? And then finally he says, Kamamesha varo mestu shapo vata maheshwarat nachanyam devatam kanche sarvakama falami falamapi eva muktvatu devendram dukkada kule kuli tendriyaha naktam prasidati me deva kimetadi kimetaditi chintayam.
I will not solicit boons from anybody. This is the description of completely, because Indra questions, how can you attribute that nature of supreme to Lord Shiva? He is nothing. Like that, Indra insults Lord Shiva, and then Upamanyu gives this complete lecture to Indra. Even you are worshipping him, he is the antaryami of you also, O Muda. And he is also the antaryami of Brahma and Vishnu. And Brahma and Vishnu and Indra, everything originate from him. Sarva karana karanam adavanteja madhyeja basase nanya hetuna mayaya mohitaha shambhor mahadevam jagadgurum na jananti suraha sarve sarva karana karanam. Everybody, including the suras and asuras, the devas and danavas, everybody are under the maya of Shambhu. Mayam tu prakritam vidya mayinam tu maheshwaram. And he is described as sarva na jananti suraha sarve sarva karana karanam na sandrishayatishtati rupamasya paratparam purusham vishvadama. He cannot be seen with the eyes of flesh. That's why we see everywhere when Mahadeva appears, that personality who meditates on Mahadeva is given divine eyes to see the divine form of Maheshwara. Because all the forms of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra are material. But Mahadeva's form is completely spiritual. That's why it says, the Upanishad says, Na sandrishayatishtati rupamasya. His form cannot be seen with the material eyes. And that's how he ends. And then he says, I would not obtain boons from anybody apart from this personality, Umapati, Ambikapati, Parvatipati, Parameshwara. Rather than obtaining boons from you, I would rather actually prefer death. And then go from wherever you have come from, just go. And then I wish to have boons only from Mahadeva. No other deity shall I ever acknowledge. And with that, he ends his conversation. And so thank you for giving me this opportunity. We will be seeing what actually is Indra's response. That is going to be even more interesting. So we'll be seeing the response of Indra and how actually Upamanyu Maharshi had vision of Mahadeva, and then how he directed Krishna to worship Mahadeva, how Krishna worshipped Mahadeva and had the vision of Mahadeva. We'll be seeing that on. Thanks a lot. I'll be chanting the Kshama Prarthana Mantra and then we can take up some questions. Om Yadakshara Padabhrishtam Matrahinam Tiyadbhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Parameshvara Namostate Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Yunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshvara Aparata Sakasrani Kriyante Harnisham Mayada Soyamiti Mammatva Kshamasva Parameshvara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mamadasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksha Parameshvari. Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksha Parameshvara. Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshwara Parabrahmarpanamastu Lalitam Bike Samba Shivarpanamastu Shri Mati Gauri Sameta Samba Shivarpanamastu Karacharana Kritam Vakkaya Jam Karma Jamva Sharavananayana Jamva Manasamva Aparadam Vihitam Avihitam Va Sarvam Etat Kshamasva Jay Jay Karuna Abde Shri Mahadeva Shambho Mata Chaparvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara Vandava Shiva Bhaktamscha Svadesho Bhavanatrayam Samba Shivaya Namaha Samba Shivaya Namaha Samba Shivaya Namaha Upamanyu Maharshi Ki Jai.